Parak Zayin Mishnah Hey. Nitma HaBazar, if the meat of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, and the people that are bringing it, though, are still Tahar, they're still pure, whether it's an individual, whether it's majority of the community, whether it's the Kohanim, or whether it's the actual utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, all these things could be Tahar, right? But the meat's Tameh now. The meat of the Karban is Tameh. V'achilav Kayim, but the fats of the meat, okay, those were tahar. So you've got the meat, which is tameh, the fats, which are tahar, and the people that are bringing it, they're all tahar. So eino zorek hasadam, you cannot spritz the blood on the mizbeach, because the main part of the Karban Pesach is to be eaten. And if you can't eat the meat because it's tameh, so then there's no point of your karban. V'kivan shitma habasa, because the meat became tameh, it's usher to eat it, you cannot eat it, and therefore there's no point, you can't spritz the blood on the mizbeach, and you have no Karban Pesach. But if the other way around, the nitma hachila, the fats were the ones that became tameh, the fats you're not really eating, it's like the side part of it, right? So if the fats became tameh, and you can't bring the fats down on this back, because those are tameh, but v'habasar kayim, the meat itself is still tar. It's tar. So then Zorik is Adam, you could spritz the blood on the mizbeach for the karban, because the main part of the karban is to be eaten. So then it would be fine. So if the basar, the meat became tameh, and the chelev, the fats are tahar, doesn't help. It's not a good Karban Pesach. But if the fats became tameh, and the meat still tahar, then you could spritz the blood on the mizbeach and bring it as a normal carbon, because you could still eat the meat, and the carbon is good for Karban Pesach. Now that's the rules by a Karban Pesach. U'b'mikdashin eino kein, but by all other kachim, all other karbanos, then the rule is not like that. Ela achal b'yishit ma'habasa, even though the meat became tameh, right? V'achil av kaim, and the fats, the minority, is what's tahar, right? So even though the meats became tameh, zorei gesadam, you could spritz the blood on the mizbeach, and it'll be a good karban. Because the chel, the minority, the fats, will permit the rest of the karban to be brought, because it doesn't have the same rule as the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach, the main purpose is to be eaten. So it all depends whether the meat, the actual basar, is tar or tameh. Whereas other karbanos, even if the meat is tameh and the fat is tar, you could bring it on the mizbeach and spritz the blood, because not necessarily is the eating the main purpose, and therefore the sacrifice would still be good. Mishnah Vav. So this we already touched upon, and we're going to repeat it now. So nitma hakahal, if the kahal, the community, became tameh with tumas meis by touching a dead person, ay rubai, or majority of the community became tameh from touching a dead person, ay shayu hakohanim tameh, or the kohanim were tameh from tumas meis from touching a dead person, v'hakahal taharim, or you have shayu elu v'elu taharim uklesharis tameh, or you know the community is tahar, the kohanim are tahar, but the kelim and the beis hamikdash, those things are tameh. So you have either the community being tameh is the case number one. Second case is majority of the community becomes tameh. It's case number two. Third case, the kahana become tameh. And the fourth case is that everyone's really tar, okay? But the kelim, the utensils, the beis hamikdash, those are tameh. So the rule is, you bring the Karban Pesach in the tuma state, and the tameh, the people that are tameh, and even if there are, let's say, tahorim that are around, they could all work together and bring the carbon into the azara and bring it on the mizbeach, because when you have a whole tzibur, a group, we don't divide it. Well, first of all, with a group, we had said earlier, if one person becomes tameh, then they have to bring their carbon the next month on Pesach Sheni. But if a group becomes tameh, we let them bring the carbon even during Pesach Rishon. And not only do we say they bring it during Pesach Rishon, but even along with the Taharim, along with the Tahar people, because we don't divide the group. We don't divide the group. Okay. We don't divide the group, and we take the tameh with the tar, and we do it all together. They explain over here that after most of the, in a case where there's a big group that's tameh, so it's going to be a big bazillion, it's going to be scornful if the guys that are tar, you know, meaning, if you just say, let the tameh guys bring it, and not the tar, so then it's going to be a ganai, it's going to be scornful. Like, look at all these, the pure people are sitting around and they're not doing anything, and the tummy people are bringing their carbon. So the rule is basically that like I said, like the Mishnah says, if one person, an individual, becomes tummy, he's got to wait till Pesach Sheni the next month. If the whole group becomes tameh, right, then they could bring it during the first Pesach. Not only could they bring it together with the tar people so that everyone does it together. Okay. Nitma miyat hakahal. What happens if minority of the congregation became tamei? So then hatahorin osen esarishon. So now the people that are tahar, they bring the carbon pesach on the first pesach, on the 14th day of Nisan, like normal. And vahatamein osen esasheni, the minority, because it's a minority now, they bring the carbon pesach on pesach sheni, which is the 14th day of Iyar, 1 month later. Because since they're the minority, we don't give the special head to bring the carbon pesach during the first Pesach, but they bring it during the second Pesach. And second Pesach doesn't mean there's a whole Yom Tov of Pesach. It just means there's one day that we give for people to bring a carbon Pesach to make up for what they missed during the first Pesach. Okay? And that's the principles over here regarding individual becoming Tameh, you know, the community becoming Tameh, or the Kalim, or the Beis HaMikdash becoming Tameh, or if the meat became Tameh, all these different variables are in these Mishnayos.